Welcome everyone to our very first podcast with Yashan and Amanda, and the name of our podcast will be
That's So Bro.
That's So Bro. Where we'll be talking about day-to-day things that affect our bros in general, and we will have a very serious perspective and lighter side to things, you know, where we try not to end up in prison.
Yeah, we're going to try our best not to do that.
Well, we have a censor button now, so can we test that first?
Should I say something controversial? All right, that works. We're good.
Fantastic. Superb. So what are we talking about today, Amanda?
I want to talk to you about relationships.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember how when you were growing up in school, how complicated relationships were, like what a big deal it was, right? Is it the same now that we're 30 plus?
Well, I would say when we were in school, was it really complicated? Life was much more colorful, wasn't it? You know, money came from our parents, food was cheaper. You had to press the button, I have something to say.
Yeah, so all that being said, did you not go through a part of life? Look, man, you were very confident in school. I know you were like the head boy and head prefect of everything. But growing up, I was a major introvert.
Right? I was the games captain.
Okay, games captain. At least you were a captain of something, all right? I was a major introvert, and I was very, very scared to talk to girls. Right. So now I would say that to a certain extent, yes, the relationship dynamic has changed. But how has that been for you?
Well, I'm scared to talk to people in general,
right?
Because I tend to offend them very fast. And if they don't understand me, they'll be like, what is this tatte fellow telling? And, you know, so I tend to offend people very fast. Half my family are offended with me. And
right.
So this is the thing. I have this problem. I talk first and think later. I mean, you would know firsthand.
Absolutely. But then my thing would be this, right? In the game of dating, right? The end goal would to eventually be married, right? And then you have successfully won that game. So then my question to you, sir, is when you first started dating Jay, who had more pressure? Was it you to make the first move? Did she make the first move? How did that whole thing go down?
Well, Sri Lanka, when I was in that scene, the dating scene, I don't know how it is now.
Right.
It was more traditional. Like, okay. They expect the guys to do all the moves. I don't know. Did you ever have an experience where the girl made the move?
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
Like, she just jumped on you in bed or she sat on your face? How did you go? I think you had to censor that. Censored in time.
I will keep my hand right here. Okay.
All right, please.
But yeah, he was saying.
Yeah, so tell me more about this girl who made the first move. What happened?
So that's now.
Did you feel, oh my God, she made the first move? Or you were like, yeah, she made the first move.
I think there's this almost stigma that girls aren't supposed to make the first move. So what you said was right, right? Girls aren't supposed to traditionally make the first move. I don't know why that is.
No, my question was, how did you feel when she made the first move?
Fantastic.
Did you feel like you're... Was small.
Was small?
Yeah, because a girl a girl asked you, that's not supposed to be censored, you...
Okay. No, man, no. I think it's great if both genders can actually do that, because, I mean, look, if I find somebody attractive, then it is in my right to go ask that person out, as well as it should be for a girl to do the same. I think it is that stigma that girls aren't supposed to do that and guys are supposed to do that, that puts the pressure on the gender. So a guy has to go ask her out, then they have to plan the date, then pay for the date, then pick her up, then take her to the date, and then drop her off, and then so on and so forth. So gender-based norms like that seem to be kind of here and there for me. But how was it for you back then?
Well, I'm not that old back then. What, you thought I was like 150 years old back then?
Weren't you alive when the Second World War was happening?
Let's press that, please.
No, it's okay.
Bruno, I want that portable. Yeah, when I was dating Jay, the pressures were still the same.
Right.
At that point, I don't think I've heard of it that a girl asking a dude out.
Okay.
It's always the dude asking the girl out. And my talent is I can make people laugh. Right. So the more I make the woman laugh, the more her eyes are closed.
Okay.
So then the more she doesn't see my face. So that's what happened with Jay.
Ah, she laughed all the way to the wedding.
Until the wedding. Oh, till the honeymoon. Okay. I ran out of jokes at the honeymoon. She's like, what the hell? I was like, too late.
We married now.
We got the government involved.
Right.
Are we supposed to censor that word?
No, it's okay.
Okay, cool.
Then as you progress that, right, there is something between you and Jay that you must have felt to know that this is the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Well, I think I spoke to you about it a few months back that this creature called the man.
The man.
The man.
Yeah.
We have a very fragile ego. Very fragile.
Okay.
Can break like this.
Right.
Yeah. So we need someone who helps us feed that ego.
Okay.
So helps us to not break down. That's something special. Not everyone can do that.
Okay.
Right? Like if the girl does not bring peace to your house.
Right.
Then that is something where you do not want to go.
Okay.
So she makes the house a home.
Right.
And she helps you to be stable and helps you build your ego and doesn't break it down. The moment you feel like a woman is going to trouble you, she's annoying, she's always nagging you, you know, asking for money. When you're down, she's pushing you even more down. In front of your friends, she's, you know, making you feel worse, you know, always complaining about you. Those complaints will crush you. That heavy weight that we already have will make us even more crushed.
Right.
But then when you find the right person, it's the opposite. And you feel uplifted. You feel stronger. And you feel like, you know, things are like butter on bread.
Okay.
Like, you know, the good fancy butter, not the not so fancy butter where it breaks and the bread breaks.
If you're going to say a brand name, you tell me so I can leave it or not. My thing is this, bro, right? So I understand that there has to be something there. But if our younger viewers are watching, what advice would you give them? Like, what do they have to look out for to find the right person for them?
Well, you need to date someone and find out that. I mean, you can't be like, ade, machang, shall we get married tomorrow? You know, but that's been our culture, unfortunately.
Right.
I mean, what about you? Have you ever felt that with someone?
My thing is this, right? Because now the dating options have seemed to have expanded, not just because
of the fluidity.
I know exactly.
Because of the fluidity.
No, not because of the fluidity. It is the waves. Because now that we have so much access to so much.
The flag. What?
No. I knew it. Because we have so much access to the dating scene.
Uh-huh.
At the comfort of your own home, you can swim, like you can simply just swipe left or right.
The things he do in the toilet.
Yes, actually, yeah, you can do that in the toilet as well. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't have to be courting anymore. The entire system that our grandparents had, that entire building up the nerve to go and talk to this pretty girl. And then your friends actually do, and pushing you forward and actually going to the girl and say, look, I think you have beautiful eyes. Would you like to go out? And then she's saying, no. And then you have to live with that or successfully her saying, yeah. Because that is no longer a thing per se, I think the magic of dating has gone in that since there are so many options, right?
It's like a buffet with too much options. I know.
Exactly that.
I'm the buffet king.
Right.
If any fancy hotels are out there listening to us, have lesser options but better quality.
Oh, okay. I almost had to play something.
I have a brand name.
No, please. It's the first episode. We can't get banned right now. I think that's the thing, man. I think because there's so much, right? People don't even want to commit to trying or going the length of seeing if this person is the right person.
When you say people, are we talking about you?
We could be talking about me.
I think we're talking about you.
I think we're very much talking about me and other people as well.
No, just you. Mostly you.
Well, I can only vouch for myself.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Tell me more.
I think because the dating scene is such an expanse and that we have access to so much. Those days, to go to a foreign country was a big deal. Now everybody flies everywhere. So you can go international, you can stick to local, you can stick to international in local or local international. So then the question is, why should I settle? why should I find one person and pick that person to be the one?
That's exactly the buffet thing comes back again. When you're in the buffet queue, you're like, I'm not going to eat that. I'm going to eat that. And then you like walk to the end and see something. And like, ah, shit, the one that in the middle was the better option.
Right.
But then when you eat it, all are equally bad.
All are equally bad.
Yeah. When there's too much option, the quality goes down.
Right.
So that's I think, where you are at.
I love that we're equating love and potential life partners to buffets.
I mean, food.
Food, right, food.
Have you seen me?
That's a fair...
you probably cut me up and food will fall out.
I mean, yeah, okay, fair enough. But then the thing that I think that scares a lot of people is, right, what if the choice I make and the time I invest in finding the right one is a waste, and I find the complete worst person?
That's life, man. That's where you grow. That's where you have to make mistakes. And the more mistakes you make, the more you grow, the more you learn, and the choice you make next is going to be better. I mean, we have some people that we know. I didn't say her name.
Okay.
But I said her gender.
Okay. It's okay. We can still go with it.
Well, she keeps making the same mistakes over and over and over again. It's like red flag after red flag after red flag. It's like red flags. Like, they don't learn from their mistakes, and then they come back to us and like... But we are like B-I-T-C-H.
Right.
Please.
Please.
Listen. Are we supposed to censor each letter?
No, it's okay. That's right. Fine. Yeah. You can spell it out. You can't spell.
Okay. B-I-T-C-H, please. We told you...
Okay.
And they still don't listen. So people like that, they need to, you know, evaluate themselves before they make a choice.
All right.
But for you, I feel like every step of your way, you're learning. And that what makes the difference between your school, Amanda, and adult Amanda.
But then wouldn't that also be agreeing to the idea that you can play the field as much as you want to?
No, that's the thing. At one point, you're going to realize that... what you found, what you have now, is what exactly you needed.
Okay.
You are going to feel that.
Okay. And
at one point, you're going to be tired. You don't go wanting to play anymore, because the girl you have right now is exactly what you need.
Right.
You'll feel it. You'll feel that you're at peace. You're going to feel that everything you needed is fulfilled. You will want to go home, you know?
You want to go home.
You want to go home. The moment you go to work, you're like, I can't wait to go home. So Ryan Reynolds' wife recently spoke about it. I don't know if you saw that clip.
No.
Where, what's her name? What's the wife's
Blake
name?
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively. She, somebody asked, how's your marriage right now? And Blake Lively said that, you have to understand, wherever Ryan Reynolds is, I am his home. My children are his home. And that is the very definition of finding the right person. Mm. Not anyone can make a house a home.
Right.
So that is what you're looking for, the peace.
Right.
And it'll take some chance. 5-6 times, maybe sometimes. Maybe the first one itself. Who knows? But you can't just hide in a box and be like, please come to me.
But then you can also just do the complete opposite, which is you open that box and find all the other boxes in the world.
That's the thing. The more boxes you break...
Damn it.
The more boxes you break, the more you will feel cheapen yourself. And then you're going to keep comparing and be like, that one was better, this one was better, that one was better, this one was better. And then you can't make a choice. That's the problem right now with the too much options.
Right.
So that's why I feel what you're going through right now. Delete a couple of apps, and when you have those free time, send me a message. I will pretend like we are flirting.
Right.
Hi, Amanda. What you wearing?
How do I stop this?
Sensor.
But you also said a very interesting thing, man.
I said something interesting. Yeah. I hope my mom sees this. Amma, I said something interesting.
Amma, I did it.
I did it. I made you proud. I hope the whole Pereira family sees it. If you are a Pereira right now, I made you all proud.
The interesting thing that you said, I think, was the fact that it has to come from... inside, like you have to heal whatever wounds you have.
I have a dirty joke. Everything has to come. That wasn't bad.
But I'll take any chance you're shot. All right, first episode. My thing is the fact that you said you have to heal from within before you can seek love from without. right? Which is a very interesting take, because I know a lot of people who are sincerely heartbroken, who have never really healed from their wounds. And now what they do is, because they've been broken, they break other people, hurt people, hurt people. What would you advise, being the married man, if you go through a heartbreak, how did you get out of that?
Well, as you know, it took a long time to get over some of the heartbreaks that I have experienced. Right. And different people have different coping mechanisms, right? Some people, they want to go into their shell.
Right.
Some people will try to explore new things, go to the gym, like, you know, Mr. Gym boy here. Heartbreak made him start to go to the gym. So that's a healthy heartbreak. So
it works wonders. Yeah. It built my entire career from there, actually.
So different people have different coping mechanisms, and you have to find your one, and you need to rebuild yourself. You cannot be stuck. It'll take time. I have friends who are still stuck.
Okay.
And they haven't found their mechanism, but you need to give yourself a chance. You can't just be like, you know,
a French chef.
Apparently, you're a French chef now.
A souffle. All right. So your advice is to give yourself some time to heal.
You need to give yourself a chance.
Right. But then what methodology? Like, what exactly should I be doing in this instance?
Right now, you going to the gym, right? Right. Don't you feel better about yourself?
Yes.
Don't you feel more confident?
Yes.
Now, don't you feel you're way out of that chick's league?
Relatively speaking.
I hope she hears this.
Relatively speaking.
If that person from Australia is listening to this podcast, we're talking about you.
Relatively speaking.
So, yeah, you found your coping mechanism. You have healed yourself somewhat.
Right.
Not maybe not completely.
Okay.
But you are doing other things to heal yourself. Like, I've seen you that you are reading books about self-help stuff and all. They help you. And even meditation, bringing your mind to one place, you know, breathing in, breathing out exercises. People have so many coping mechanisms. There are other coping mechanisms, which I don't know if it's valid to share here, but it has something to do with the hand, you know. I said with the hand, like painting. What are you thinking?
Nothing at all.
You know, some painting, you know, you paint flowers, you paint, you know.
Pain in what direction?
I'm going to turn around and look at Bruno's face to see if that was acceptable. I was. He said it's okay.
All right.
If we go to jail, he said it's okay.
No, I don't think we'll go to jail yet for something like this. Jumping back into this, man. All right. So, terrible partners, toxic partners. Do you feel now that in broader mass, that toxic relationships are kind of romanticized?
Yes. Batman, Joker and Harley Quinn.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you meant Batman and Joker.
No. Joker and Harley Quinn. Like, they have a... I mean, if you read the comics, Joker beats the crap out of Harley Quinn. He mistreats her, leaves her behind, lets the cop arrest her, betrays her multiple times.
Right.
Little kids read those and they misunderstand what the whole point of that story is. And they'll be like, oh, I want to love like Joker and Harley Quinn.
Right.
But it's very toxic. And stuff like that, they bring into the movies.
Yeah, because that's a new movie being made.
Can I mention the movie name?
Yeah, sure.
There was an Indian movie called Animal.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw it.
This is the movie you loved.
I mean, I was laughing my bottoms off. Because
that's right, buddy.
Because it proved how unreal it was. Like, for example, the dude cheats, the main character.
Right.
Cheats on his wife.
Okay.
Right? Like, he sleeps with another chick. He comes home. He tells her, I cheated on you.
That's so, bro.
The wife gets pissed off and she's like, no. Okay. I know, exactly. He says, I cheated on you just to make sure that girl was not a spy. Which is a fantastic
valid excuse.
I mean,
I think everybody should be using
it. I know. If you're out there and you're looking for an excuse, that's the excuse you have to use. She still does not accept it. He goes to the other room, brings a gun, shoots near her ear.
Right.
And then she stops crying.
Oh, okay. That works.
And then she says, I love you.
Oh, okay.
And then hugs him and like he's sitting on the bed and she keeps her head on his feet or something. And I looked at my wife. I'm like, is that how you want to be treated? Because that's what the movie shows, right?
Right.
Like the other, in the same movie, the dude gets some food. The food was too salty or something. So he smashes the plate against the wall.
Right.
And the wife comes and makes something else. And that's also like too salty or some shit. He hits her or does something and she hugs him. And she's like, oh, thank you for smashing my plate. And I'm like, Jay, is that what you need?
Right.
Am I mistreating you all this time?
With decency.
With decency.
Right.
So yeah, so kids watch films like that and they think that is how it should be done.
Okay.
And that is the thing. So like, I don't know if you have seen films like that, stories like that.
The joke in Harley Quinn thing, for sure. But I also know that there's like, so you always want to go for the bad guy trope or the hot chick trope, right? And you know that getting into a relationship with this person, getting into a relationship with this person will definitely bring you down. And it's only going to end up in heartbreak, all right? So then that being said, I still want to get in a relationship with this person. Have you been in a relationship or a situation like that?
Where I don't want to be in a relationship.
Where you knew this person was a terrible fix for you, a terrible match for you. But, with that smile, but since you got into a relationship.
I mean, I know some of yours also.
Yeah, yeah. But I know where did I say that I was innocent and I didn't do this. But I'm asking you this time.
Can I Uno reverse that?
No, you can't. First you and then me.
I need to bring a Uno card back for this. Yeah, so I did have an experience where I was dating. I don't know if we can call it dating. It was dating, but not all the letters are there. So just date.
Date.
No T even, just da. Dying. I was dying.
You were dying.
I was dying.
You were dying on this.
I was dying.
Okay.
She thought she could call me when she wanted.
Okay.
And I was kind of her driver, her grocery shopping person. I was her bank account, you know, that kind of a thing. And all my friends are like, she ain't good.
Right.
But I'm like, she good.
I can't bleep that out.
I like how Takshi just changes. He's like, no, Yosha, do not show that.
But yeah, she was good. Like, brains.
Good
brains, right. Okay.
And then the pushing line was when there was a party. Mm-hmm. And she told me that if you come to the party at a certain time, you know, we will solidify this. We'll let the whole world know about it. Mm-hmm. And me and a couple of friends were like, oh, yeah, let's try to go to that party. And on the way, there was a traffic jam.
Right.
And I got down from the car, I left the car behind, ran to the place and tried to get in. But they were like, no, you can't get in without a ticket. So I called her, I'm like, I'm outside. And she's like, oh, no, I'm with another friend. And I was like, ah, all right, okay. And that was the time it snapped that this is a red flag.
Right.
And then I got back into the car. My friends were like so sympathetic. I got a lot of free drinks that night. So
win-win.
Yeah, that was a great night.
Okay.
I mean, we had a great time.
Right.
You know, broness.
Broness. Okay. Just going to jump past that. How did that make you feel?
You know, at first I was sad. But then I realized there was no much connection. I mean, like, what I went through was something I learned, no?
Right.
So I know now, next time when I meet a girl, this is the thing that's going to be in my head. You know, is she using me? Is she there for me when I'm in trouble? Is she going to answer the phone? You know, something like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I know you also went through some really bad experiences.
So yes.
Tell me the worst one.
I wouldn't call it dying. Because we were technically going off for a while.
Ooh.
It's just that there were a lot of conditions that she placed on the relationship that even though she had the freedom to do whatever she wanted, whenever she wanted, I could not.
So it was an open relationship?
I at this point, I don't even know anymore. But then she could discuss the relationship with her friends. She would decide when we're going out and when we're not going out and where we're going out and what time we're going out, what time we call. And there was this entire rule book of regulations that seemed to apply only one way. My only issue was because...
So it sounds like you got married.
Well, that came from the married man. We'll come and explore that in a minute, Yashan. But my thing is this, right? I think because growing up, I had such a fragile ego, like you said.
You still have a fragile. You're still a male.
Right.
As long as you have the thing in the pants.
The zipper.
No, the thing the zipper is close, protecting.
The
you want to press the button?
No, it's okay. I think since growing up, I had a much more fragile ego than I do now.
What, it became smaller?
Yeah. I would always place this partner of mine on top of a pedestal. And I would think that she's a lot better than what I thought I could do. So whenever she came up with this crazy rule or regulation, I would love it because I thought, yeah, I can never do better than this. So I would be okay with all the crazy nonsense she pulled. And it just got out of control to a point where she was basically running my life. And I was almost okay with that. Because in a weird, twisted sense, I thought I was happy. So when you say you ran behind this girl, even though you were the accountant and the chauffeur and all that, I understand. But then it also takes, I think, a really good group of friends to be able to pull you out of that. Because I would never saw it for myself. Did you?
No. I was blinded by the good things.
Like a good heart.
I can see that. Like, no. Not your shot. Not again.
Right. So you also seem to equate this to marriage, Arshad. Would you like to explain how these two are similar?
You know, you no, have no jokes about I'm not married. It's just a joke. You know, they say the old ball and chain. But you're happy to be in the ball and chain.
Are you?
It's just a joke.
Right. Okay. It seemed to come from really deep down inside. But yeah, if you just, it's just a joke.
So the joke is when you're married.
Right.
It's like the woman runs everything.
Okay.
So technically, it's not true. Because me, my wife and I, we have 50-50. But sometimes, most of the time, as a man, I enjoy giving her a little more control. Because then I know she's happy. And
I'm so sorry, what?
Wait, are you dozing off?
No. What do you mean you enjoy giving her a lot more control?
Like, let's say the finances.
Right.
Right? Like, I bring the money, she brings the money. And how we spend on it, right? Like, right. We talk to each other, we decide, okay, we're going to spend this much, we're going to spend this much. But sometimes maybe she likes something, you know, something else.
Right.
So I, you know, let her have a little more power in that. So that, you know, she has that happiness, you know, like,
right.
Like, not only money, like anything, like some choices. Sometimes you tend to, you know, let them have a little more power so that, you know, they will feel happy, and ultimately their happiness makes you happy. Like, that's a weird thing. You, when you're getting married, you find out.
Are you telling me that you are happy because they're happy, or are you happy because they're satiated and they won't be unhappy?
No. I'm saying that I'm happy because they're happy. Okay. I didn't even understand what the second one was.
The second one was, are you happy because technically you bought peace of mind?
No. I didn't buy peace of mind. What actually is, I'm happy because they're happy. And like, for example, my daughter.
Right.
I know it's bad to give her stuff when she cries.
Right.
But when you give her stuff, that little smile means a million things. You know, like she'll be like, oh, yeah. And you know, you see her playing in the park. You know, like everyone's like, she's going to fall, but she's having the time of her life.
Right.
And I'm not going to take that away from her.
Right.
Let her feel like she has the power to stay in the park.
Right. So with Jay, it's the same thing.
Yeah. So you give her extra power.
Okay.
She's happy. You're happy. Everyone's happy. So that is the whole misconception that people say ball and chain, you know, you're going to be stuck and all that. But then it's a mutual thing because I feel like sometimes Jay gives me a little more power.
Okay.
Like to hang out with my friends.
Right.
She'll be like, you decide. You want to hang out with your friends? And I'll be like, yeah, I want to hang out. Then she'll be like, that's fine. The same way, when she wants to hang out with her friends, it's a mismatch. It's a whole conversation where we decide for each other. And we make the choices where, you know, we have to accommodate their wants also, not just yours.
Right.
So that is the joke that has come now. The whole, oh, she's a ball and chain. She's not going to let me have fun. True, when you get married, you need to make your attention to your wife also.
Right.
No, you can't hang out with your friends all the time.
Right.
So that's the adjustment the man has to make.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they complain about it.
Right.
But in the end, it's a small sacrifice.
Okay. Then I'm going to pose you this question. What is the difference between, say, hypothetically, I do find a partner. All right. I get over all my insecurities And then for some reason, you're proud of me for that too. And I finally find a partner.
Dun, dun, dun.
What is the difference between me getting on my knees, proposing, marrying this person, as opposed to me finding a more westernized approach where I'm just living in with the partner?
I think you're using the word westernized is not a great term, because I feel like the whole marriage concept was also forced by the Western people.
Okay.
And like back in the day, if you see us before, people were living together. There was no concept of involving the government there was no contract signed.
No. See, I'm not saying that marriage is the westernized concept.
Right.
I'm saying living in with your partner without marrying is the new westernized concept.
All right. But I feel like we had it before them. So suck it.
Mom pregnant. ගෑනුන්ට තියෙනවා කනටයි මොලේටයි තියෙන කනෙක්ෂන් එක රිවර්ස් එකක්. දැන් මේ කෙල්ල ටිකක් අර ගායන් පෙරේරා කියන වගේ පොඩ්ඩක් සයිකෝ. එහෙම වෙන්නේ නැහැ කියලා ෂුවර් එකටම හිතන් හිටපු මම මෙතන.
මෝඩ අභිමානය 4.0 ලෝකෙටම එකයි අවුරුද්දටම එක දවසයි. මිස් වෙච්ච අය දැන් ඔන්ලයින් බලන්න. slvlog.lk වෙබ්බඩ විතර පිවිසෙන්න.
Okay, coming back to this, Yashan, forget the word westernized. What is the point of getting married when I can just...
I'll answer that. Right. The only point of having the wedding ceremony is that I get to eat a buffet.
Right.
And I feel that is very important.
Right, so it's just a personal buffet.
Yeah, I get to eat a buffet.
But then you're spending for the buffet.
You're getting married.
Right, I'm spending for my own buffet.
You're spending for the buffet for me to eat.
I'm spending money so you can come and eat.
Exactly.
So I had to get married for that.
Yes.
I had to invite 200 people. That
More than 200.
I had to invite 202 people.
It depends on how many friends your mom has.
I had to invite 203 people.
And your dad.
202 people. so that you can come and eat a buffet.
Yeah, that's the whole marriage thing. Honestly, if you find the right person, you don't need to involve this contract and all that. You can live together happily. But... then when you have a kid, putting into schools and all, it's going to be very difficult. It's a requirement. You need to have a marriage certificate and all that stuff. So
okay.
It's all about the paperwork. You need to have your paperwork in order.
And that is the only reason to get married. Yes. Oh, also, I had to make sure that you get a buffet. Right. And to make sure that my paperwork is sorted out.
Yeah.
All right.
But if you find the right person, if you guys have a good communication, living together, it's just as good. But as I said, the... paperwork and all that, and you know our social structures, the aunties be like, balanna puta arun denna bendala ne chi 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 ayyo chi 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 chi, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And they'll be like looking from the window, the uncles will be like, puta arun denna wede karana hadare
bendalat ne
lejja nathuwa. And there's a word for kids whose parents are not married.
Those it
John's
oh, okay.
John Snow was the what?
A handsome man.
No, Jon Snow had a word.
A great man.
No.
A leader.
In every Hindi film which is PG rated, that is the worst word they will say in English.
Something that almost sounds like some...
Custard.
Custard, yeah.
But custard. With the letter B.
Right, okay. So now that we've established that there is...
Bastard.
No difference.
Censor that.
Between getting married and living together... it's really interesting that you brought in the... It's not even a Sri Lankan aspect of it, man.
Do you want to live together or do you want to get married?
I think I'd like to live together.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like you are having the fear of commitment.
Perhaps. My...
Like, if you're living together, you have an easy out.
Yeah.
But then are you in that relationship for the right reasons? Like, if you want an easy way out.
Right, but then you just said that if...
I said if you find the right person.
And right communication.
Right communication. So if okay. You want an easy way out, why do you want to... Why keep an easy way out? It means you have planned for failure. You're like, this is not going to work out in another 10 years. I'm going to leave this chick. You've already decided this. You already planned for the fail.
Uh-huh.
You're like, you know, this whole... What's it called? Situationships?
Situationship.
Yeah, where you can exit anytime you want.
Right.
So, what's the point? You've already decided that this is going
to
fail.
But then, to be fair, divorce rates are 50%.
Yeah, because Who said that?
Every
show me the statue, every number, faking
person. If I find it right now, Yashan,
in Sri Lanka, it's 50%.
You have to do me 25 push-ups.
I can do 5.
No.
then make it something practical.
25 push-ups and then a couple of burpees also.
I can do 2 burpees. Like from the stomach.
Okay, well, now that that's a stat, so what's the point?
Wait. Let's see if Resh can put it up. Sri Lanka, how many divorces annually? Man, she's slow. It's like one of those you had to censor. Is it 50? It's 1.6%.
In the world.
So in Sri Lanka, you're saying it's 50%?
I'm saying it's 50%.
It's less than 50%.
How much is the percentage?
How much is the percentage?
What's the percent?
I don't know, but it's less than 50. You can't bring in numbers so confidently without knowing it.
Find the numbers, lady. But remember, 25 push-ups, Yashan.
I said 5.
Then Yashan.
There are 9 divorces per day in Sri Lanka.
What's the percentage? That's not 50%. I'm going to remove this and run around like a...
You can't get tired before we finish the show.
Damn it.
All right.
Well, Sukit.
My counterbalance with this. Yes.
300 to 400 divorce filings per day in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, but at the end of the year, it's not 50%.
So then if you find...
Still, it's being filed.
Yeah, so if it's that many divorces and we find out how many marriages there are per day.
Maybe 1,000.
Rush, would you like to do the maths? Okay.
It's not 50% because at the end of the year, it's less.
Are you saying that, Hari? So are you saying that everybody in a marriage is now happy?
Well, I didn't say that.
Okay. So
I said that when you live together, you're already planning for the fail.
Right.
Why do you want that easy way out?
Right. But then if you were coaxed into getting married because we have this brown culture.
Well, you don't have to do that.
You don't have to. No. Sri Lankan mothers, Sri Lankan aunties, brown aunties, yes. Make sure you do it.
No, parents can force you. I have a lot of friends who live together. They just like, okay, amma, okay, that. They just don't do it.
Right.
You don't have to act upon your adults.
But then the exception to the cause is not really the rule. The exception to the rule is not really the actual rule. The rule is the fact that after a certain age, parents will pressure you.
That's the thing. That is easing off as the future comes. You can see a lot of ease. It's there.
Right.
But now kids are not complying. Like, I have several friends who are living together.
Right.
And their parents are like, but in that. And they're like, nay.
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 And what is the excuse?
Or they'll be like, passe. Or they'll be like, salire.
Right.
Or they'll be like, you know, that's a word, but you don't really
have to. No, it's okay, please. No, I think the fact that even though we might need to find a statistic with Rochelle right onwards.
She's terrible. We need to find someone to replace her first.
No.
Why is it 42% in the UK and 1.5% in Sri Lanka?
1.5% in Sri Lanka?
Yeah, so it's a small country. But it's 42% in the UK.
Still not 50. So, suck check, it.
Check American stats.
What? Why are we talking about Sri Lanka?
Because... You want a 40%, it's not 50%. There has to be... What I'm trying to say is this, Mashan.
You're just digging the statue just to prove your random number that you said.
No. What I'm trying to say is there's a lot of people I know who are married who would rather not be married. They are now married and now they don't have a way out of it. So
there's always a way out of a marriage.
What is the way out of it?
Divorce.
Not everybody does it.
Well, then that's the thing. They need to talk it out and figure out what they want.
Not everybody's good at communication.
Well, then...
Yashan, you're scared to talk to the pizza person.
Well, that's because I might offend him. That's a different story.
Right, the fear of talking to the pizza person offending him as opposed to talking to your wife and saying, look, I think it's over.
I offend my wife every half an hour.
Right.
It's like, why do you think she's like always like having a grumpy face? Because I said a joke and she's like, that's not great. That's offensive in so many levels.
Right. Still, I run to the fact that I don't understand why you would get married. Outside of legal paperwork and buffet and overcoming cowardice, apparently.
I think buffet is very important, but yeah.
Okay. That especially now that we are progressing in the world, that we have to get married.
Again, as I said, because of the progress happening in the world, the number of marriages will definitely reduce.
Yeah.
Mostly, no one wants to spend that much.
Right.
Nobody wants
to invite 200 people.
Right. And, but... marriage is also kind of an expression of a commitment, right?
Okay.
Like, I want to be with you and okay. I don't want an easy way out.
Right.
It's a statement.
Right.
The thing is, younger people, the older generation, they did it for the wrong reasons. Like, okay. Oh, the parents told me, or, you know, Nayavela, I need money, you know.
You got married because you...
No, I'm just telling examples of other people.
Oh, right, okay.
You know that, you gave me money and nothing but it.
Right. Very good lady. Okay.
Yeah. But nowadays you can see the marriage trends, I feel, is reducing. Mm-hmm. This is from my personal experience.
No, absolutely.
Because most of my friends now, not most, a few of them, not, I won't say most, most of them are actually married. But the few of them are living together and that number seems to be increasing.
Increasing.
So again, it's a personal choice.
Okay.
It's up to them. But I feel like living together means you have an easy way out.
Right.
But then again, at that situation when you want to leave, you still have to tell her, I want to leave.
Right.
If you're afraid to say, still you're going to be...
I'm going to get some...
cigarettes.
Some anchor kiribiti.
Kiribiti, yeah.
Just kiribiti and go. Yeah. See you, darling, 5 minutes. Yeah. Get some kiribiti and go.
The other differences in marriage, the law is involved.
Right. Here, you just leave. Take
just
the guy
leave.
And go. Right.
Take the guy and go.
Fantastic. But then as someone who...
You think of this.
What?
Assume you're having a child.
Right.
A daughter.
Right.
Right. And now you're 60 years old on a rocking chair and your daughter is with this dude.
Okay.
Right. And now you think this dude is going to look after your daughter, you know, he's going to keep her happy and all that. And you are enjoying your retirement.
Right.
Daughter gives a call like he went to bring kiribiti, he never came back.
Right.
How would you feel?
I assume the bugger doesn't know how to use Google Maps.
He's not back for after 2 years. That's not a Google Map issue.
He got kidnapped by
the... Yeah, okay, he's kidnapped. Now what?
Now find a new guy.
I feel like your entire plan, hopes and everything will get crushed at that point.
Right, fair enough.
Because now no one's there to look after the kid, you know? Mm. That is the thing that is in people's mind.
So then the point of marriage would be to combat loneliness.
I wouldn't say combat loneliness. I would say it's just that two people expressing themselves and... promising each other that they don't want an easy way out and they're going to try it. They're going to try to make it work.
Right.
It may not work. It may work. Again, it's not mandatory. I never said it was mandatory.
Okay.
All you people who are listening, I never said it was mandatory.
You just called everybody out saying, oh, easy way out, easy way out.
Yeah. It's an easy way out.
Right.
Like if you want
but then to
if
be
that's
also,
your preference.
To also be fair, Sean, you know, sometimes these three tall buildings have a fire escape. That's it's an easy way out.
No, fire escape is mandatory.
What do I mean?
It's a fire code. You need to have a fire.
But, yeah, so an easy way out is an easy way out.
Who said fire escape is easy? Have you seen how many stairs you have to climb down? My God. This bugger doesn't know anything about stairs. It's not an easy way out. That's
okay.
A lot of stairs to climb.
Okay, so.
And there's no air conditioning. It's hot.
In the fire escape?
There's no air conditioning.
Why do you need air conditioning?
Because you said it's an easy way out. It's not easy.
It's not a comfortable way out. It's an easy way out.
It's comfortable, easy. It's not an easy way out.
Okay.
If you're using the fire escape, it's already not easy.
As someone who very sincerely supports the sanctity of marriage, give me an advantage of being married.
Again, I won't say that it is a mandatory thing.
Right.
But I would say that there is no, the chance of the separation is a bit more less. Because then there is like, okay, you fight.
Done.
Yeah. It, just because you had a fight, you will not just end it.
Right.
It will take something bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, and you guys can talk it through. But if you're just living together, you can be like, she farted weird and just walk away.
Right. So that's a weird reason to break up with somebody, but okay. No, man. I understand to a certain extent. I still would say that I am not completely sold on the idea of
the marriage. Moment you meet that person, you will know it. You will know that you never want to let her go. You will know that you never want to be away from her. And you will know that you want to be with her. And you don't want an easy way out. And that's an expression. You want to show her off. You want to be like, that's my wife. You know, that's a bragging right, you know. Going to your friends will be like, Macha, that's my wife.
Right.
That's another level. And she's going to say, that's my husband. Those things living together people can't experience.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. That's my partner.
That's my roommate.
That's...
Sometimes roommate, sometimes, you know, bedmate.
Oh, yeah. So roommate.
Yeah,
so we share the bed, we share the room.
Sometimes sometimes he sleeps on the couch, you know.
But don't you sometimes sleep on the couch?
Well, you know, sometimes, yeah.
Roommate, right.
It happens.
Right.
things happen, you know.
Things happen. All right, I think with that, bro, we're pretty much done. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we call a conclusion to today's session?
Well, I had one question to ask.
Yes.
Where are you having your wedding if you're going to get married? I want to know what kind of buffet you're going
to
have.
So, Yashan, I'm just going to take you to buffet. Okay. I'm just going to take you to buffet this weekend, and then we know how to get married after that.
We don't have to. Why? What do we? We go.
Well, then I don't have to get married.
I think you're going to get married.
We'll see.
You have that marriage
we'll
face.
See. We'll see and how many episodes I get married. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for a future episode that I get married, that I buy you as a buffet and all the people buffet.
Well, I hope it's recorded so we can.
Yeah, there's no way out of that.
Yeah, I hope you got some new insight and some new clarifications about things. And
yes,
you have grown as a person.
Yes, Father, thank you.
And I, of course, I saw a lot of fear in you.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen, you know, in the recent past. But
yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah.
We should watch a horror film together.
We're done. Hey, you guys, thanks so much for watching our first episode. Stay tuned for the second. Yashan, you can sign it off.
Well, sign off. Sign off. I was looking at the wrong camera. There's no camera. I'm looking at the screen. And what's the name of the podcast again?
That's So Bro.
That's So Bro.